The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Excuse me.
Nigga.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, man, it's like that right now, right? I'm just saying, man, welcome to another edition of the No Nonsense Show. Pandemic style, nigga. We everywhere.
Yeah, we're in the four corners of Atlanta.
Yes, nigga, we are. Are we really on the east side of the city? Because I'm in Cobb. Beyonce is in the middle. Where you?
Smooth is up north.
I know where you at, Jamie Mac, but
Smooth is up north.
Yeah, I think we hit the all corner.
Yeah.
But I'm on east. I'm out here with the Migos.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, listeners, we didn't have a way to get to you guys yesterday because Jamie Mac got the heebie-jeebies, and now I'm quarantined. So it's Kit. We're both quarantined. But it's not because of us. It's because Jay Smooth is quarantined too. Jay Smooth can't go back to work for 14 days. I can't go back for 14 days because of us. Kit can't go back to work for 14 days. Reggie, you're the only one because you ain't got no job.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Hey, be honest. Yeah. I might have walked past the Joker, too.
Do you know who it is? Do we have an official idea who the person is?
Is a person at your job that got it?
Yes, confirmed.
I have an idea. I didn't shake his hand.
So they got tested.
I didn't shake him hand, but nigga, yes. I was like, damn. I was right there in the passing.
Did that person have symptoms or was he just tested? I don't know.
I thought back, Prince Reggie, I said that motherfucker did not come up around me.
So Reg, that's what I'm saying. Call. That's the thing.
Reg, you got to watch that hoodie, man. It's hitting that mic. I was telling you about that. Whatever you're doing, is that mic. It's hitting that mic. Yeah. But so Kid and I are quarantined. I got my wife a 14-day birthday present. She's getting paid quarantine. I have to work because we can work from home, but she's paid and off. She don't know how to act. She's like smiling, really? But she's sad. She don't know what she's doing now, right? So,
are they taking it from her vacations or are they just giving her those 14 days?
Nah, bro, we executives over here. We don't do no vacation time. That's just real pay.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up.
Press ready. The question is, nigga, are you getting paid, nigga, because you ain't executive?
Yeah, I got paid.
They didn't hold your funds from China?
No, they didn't hold my funds. I thought they were, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about next month, how next month goes. Because like I said, technically this is my first real paycheck back from vacation. So that shit was already probably in the system. But I wonder how April will be.
You could apply for food stamps.
You must be getting that monthly paycheck, huh? You get that monthly paycheck or something?
Yeah, I get a monthly paycheck.
Oh, wow.
So they get all of me.
Government ass nigga?
This nigga get drift pay.
I like it.
But, man, this shit has been wild, man. And just to kind of give you an update on me, right? So, Sunday, I started this cough.
Kunta was trying to say I got that shit.
Why, you can't say his name like that, man. Because you sound, it sounds like real Aboriginal when you say it. Kunta.
Kunta. Because that's the real name.
No, it's just Kunta, man.
Kunta. Yeah, we're not in roots. Kunta. We're not in roots, nigga. You don't have to say it like we in roots.
All right, go ahead, Jimmy Mac.
Wait a minute, Jimmy Mac. Sunday. Wait a minute, Jimmy Mac. Let me ask French Reggie, can you say give us free real quick just one time? Say it like you know, profess
give
it.
Us us.
No, say it like you yelling in the give courtroom. Us. Say it like you yelling it in the courtroom.
Give us us free.
All right, man, go ahead, man.
Oh shit. So Sunday I started having this little cough.
Go ahead, Smooth. Can't hear you, man.
Go ahead, Smooth.
No, go ahead, Jimmy.
All right. So Sunday, I started getting this cough, and it was just like a little, it's nothing really. You know, it's like one of those coughs, like if you laugh too hard, it'll make you induce a cough type of things, right? You know, it's not like it's always there, but if you do something, then you have to cough type of deal.
Is that like a weed cough?
No, the weed cough is a more intense, you know, I'm about to
let me get it out.
Spit something up. Yeah. This is just, you know, maybe I got to clear something real quick and then I can get it, you know, I can move on, right? So that happened first day and I was starting to trip a little bit, right? I was like, you know, I carry an inhaler with me, you know, I have asthma. So I'm like, this could just be allergies, no big deal. Day two, Monday came and we were all working from home and I'm not feeling so good. What happened was my lymph node was swollen when I woke up that next morning and it was a little tender. And I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. You know, on top of the cough, now I'm waking up with swollen lymph nodes and stuff. So I called the doctor and shit, and they called me back and they were like, you know, if you're not sick, don't come in. I mean, so if you're not in dire need of emergency or attention, don't come see us because we don't want to risk getting anybody else infected. Now, if you are sick, then come in. But if you're mild, stay your ass at home. Assume you got it. Quarantine yourself for 14 days. We'll keep up, you know, checking in on you and see how you're doing. But unless you need something other than that, don't come in.
Okay.
You look good.
And so that's where I'm at right now. I feel good, man. Again, it's nothing but this cough. And it's funny because I tried to smoke today. Not ready yet. The lungs ain't ready just yet.
Really? Not even like off the pipe?
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. Ever since you got me with that triple roll paper blunt. I think that's what started my damn wheezy, my lung attack. Damn fucking food fire.
So I just want to verify. French Reggie asked you, do you smoke a pipe? And you say, yeah, you smoke a crack pipe. Is that what was just said?
No, it's a bowl. No. It's a bowl.
No, yeah. It's a bong. I got a bubbler.
I got one too.
Do you know what a bubbler is? Be honest. It's like a handheld bong. You know what a bong is, right?
I do.
Stop lying, dude. I'm saying everybody knows what a fucking bong is.
I said I do.
I know, but you shook your head no though first. You forgot I could see you?
No, I didn't. That was for the bubbler.
Oh, okay.
We may be delayed.
I got a delay. Yeah, I think I got a delay. But yeah, so I got a bubbler, man. No, it's not a crack pipe, bro.
All right, so I'll let you off.
But I feel better.
That's good.
So how's the people around you, Jamie Mac, like your wife, your kids, are they coughing? Are they sneezing? So,
funny thing you said that. So before I got sick, my daughter and my wife were sick.
So they gave it to
you. So I'm assuming I got whatever I got from them. So if it's the corona, then they had it first.
You know, all the news
outlets, they were sick for two.
All the news outlets are saying that this has been around earlier than we thought it was. And, you know, you guys remember I was sick for a couple of weeks or a few weeks, actually. So
what?
Yeah, you were.
Months?
That started in November.
But I was in China, though. There's no way you could have had it if it started in China in November.
So somebody couldn't have flown from China in November to Atlanta in the same.
I'm guessing. But
not the world's largest airport.
I was just saying. That's why they call it COVID-19 because they discovered it in 2019.
No, nigga. It's the 19 version. Dummy.
No. Trust me. I'm not bullshit.
Be honest, get your boy.
Which boy?
No, it's 19 because of 2019. No.
I got my boy. My boy, good. Get your boy.
Trust me on that one.
My boy is quarantined. He's quarantined right now. His mind is a little.
Yeah. My boy is on point. My boy, Fridge Reggie, he know what he's talking about.
It's the 19th strand that they're saying of that. That's what the 19th stand for.
No, coronavirus has been there for so long.
I'm sorry, because this is what's happening, because we don't have a table. Be honest. I need you to get your boy. Yeah, that's your side of the table, man. That's your side of the table. I got my side of the table over here, bro. I need you to get your side of the table. Spreading all kind of false propaganda.
The way it looks on my screen is you're above me. French Reggie is to my left, and Smooth is diagonal to my left. So he's not on my side. He's on your side. He's technically on your side. It's me and French Reggie now.
We got We got a
we did a day trade.
I don't want that, man. Hold on, man. Okay, let me help you out, Smooth. Smooth. Okay, Smooth, we on the same side now, bro. I'm going to have to tell you, it's not that, what you saying. You wrong. I love you, but you wrong, bro. But we on the same team, so you know I'm telling you this out of love, though, right? So we're going to win from here on out. You don't say no more dumb shit. We're going to win.
All right, so you got him then. All right, thank you, Reggie, for being accurate. You should have been on my side a long time ago, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what it is, 19, Smooth. I mean, my biggest concern now with the whole coronavirus is what I posted in my premium today. Because, like, today I just got news that Kevin Durant got it. Other Nets players got it, and the Lakers are about to get tested tomorrow, so you never know, more players can get it. But all those guys feel fine except for one of the Nets players, and the problem is they're just going to sit at home for 14 days. Day 15, they can step outside, and if they still have the virus, it defeats the purpose, you know, because they don't know for sure if it leaves your body after 14 days if you have no symptoms. They don't know that for sure. They're just assuming. What's up, Jamie Mac?
No, the girl on TED Talk, I was trying to figure out my camera and my hand wasn't in the thing at first. But the lady on TED Talk, she said that you could up to 20-something days. She was the only person I've heard that said more than a 14-day period. She said that you could not be showing symptoms up to 20-something days. I don't know what the exact number, but I know it was in the 20s. So yeah, if everybody's doing 14, be honest. What's up?
But... yeah, be honest.
Guess what? None of these motherfuckers know anything. That's what I was trying to argue with Kuta about.
Yeah. My sister was telling me today, like, she just got off work. She was telling me, like, yo, we don't know. She said today she discovered that they can find it in your poop, in your fecal. Like, they can, but other viruses they can't. Like something like H1N1, they won't find it in your shit. But Corona, this one, they will find it in your shit. So she was telling me this was a new discovery for her today. And she said because they can find it in something like that, that means it can stay dormant in your body. And then a couple of years later, boom, you got a lung problem that you don't know that came out of nowhere. So it says that this is a virus that they got to continue studying because they don't know its true power because they don't know if it can stay dormant in the body. Yes, be honest.
What that means then, and you know, when I raise my hand, it's just to give you guys an idea that I want to talk. You don't have to stop talking.
Oh,
what that means then is that if that vaccine comes about, you niggas who are non-vaccine mm-hmm. niggas, y'all better figure that shit out quick because you may have to take this one.
Is there any non-vacciners in here?
Is that a real issue? Like, people really don't believe in vaccines. Is that a real, like, thing? Or is it just loud people talking very loud and we just make news about it? Is that a big population of people that really believe vaccines don't work?
I'm sorry. I this is why we have to have this dude on the show, right? Because we wouldn't ask no dumb shit like that, right? Like, I mean, and I'm not saying it's dumb, Reggie, but that's a real thing, man. I mean, I don't know what you think is fake news.
I'm not saying.
Well, the only reason I say that is because my daughter is, she's one of them. My granddaughter is unvaccinated. So yeah, there's people out there, especially in California. There's, and I don't know about other places, but California is, there's a lot of people out in California that are that. There's people your age. There's people your age, Reggie, that are non-vaccinated. So this ain't nothing new. I met a dude that I work with. And he never got vaccinated. He never had vaccines.
That's so fucking weird.
Like, he's still alive.
What's weird about that? There's no weird to do the motherfucker just going uncircumcised, nigga. It's the same damn thing.
No, it's two different things. Uncircumcision is just a belief thing in Jewish communities.
I didn't say nigga compare apples to apples, but they it's roughly it's a decision that you make. You can make a decision that you want to circumcise that little nigga. You can make a decision you want to get that little nigga vaccinated. It's a decision.
The circumcision doesn't affect the other people around you. You not getting vaccinated can affect the people around you. That's why.
Not if they're vaccinated.
You can't say that. Vaccine is just sending help to your body. It's not like fixing it all the way. It just gives a little sprinkle of it so your immune system can
hold on, J-Mac. Nigga, that shit you talking about, it, that dumb shit you just said, it's equivalent to a motherfucker say, I ain't got no car insurance, and you got car insurance, and if I hit you, nigga, I'm fucked up. Not you. You can go get your shit fixed, but I can't get my shit fixed.
No. If I use your example, J Smooth, the only difference I would add is I have liability and you have full. So now I can only take care of, yeah, that's the only... No, vaccines doesn't fix everything, but it gives your immune system a chance to fight it off. Like, for example, because I was born in Haiti, I have, like, the TB vaccine. So when I was in middle school in America and they had to do the TB test, it always looked like I had TB. Right. I had to tell them it's because I had the vaccine in Haiti. That's what I'm saying.
Look, nigga, they ain't always have vaccination, nigga. And that's that bullshit that they put in your head. You don't have to fucking get vaccinated. You talking about you don't have no way of fighting shit up. How did they do it before they motherfucking had vaccinations?
They didn't. They died.
Do you know the mortality rate?
Your body heals itself. It goes, it does all this shit itself. You know, that's what God created that for that.
Of course. But Jason, do you know the mortality rate before vaccines? You know how many kids were dying off birth or even before birth?
Vaccines?
Check that mortality rate back then versus now. Check how people used to die at 30 years old, 40 years old back then versus now. It's all
what was the autism rate back then versus now?
People didn't even understand what autism was.
Oh, okay. I'm telling you why. Because you tell me why you think people are not vaccinating. And then I'll tell you, because you're an expert on it. You're right. You are on the fucking right side of the table. You are. Come on. Tell me what you know.
I'm just using common sense. Okay. And at the end of the day, let's do say you're right. If I get my kid vaccinated, he gets retarded. I would rather have a retarded kid than a sick kid.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
retarded kid is sick, nigga. He's sick.
Yeah, but he might not die.
Nigga.
He may still live a comfortable life, work at Publix,
and be okay. The nigga, if he's retarded, he can't be comfortable. Nigga, he's uncomfortable every day of his life if he's retarded.
Not really. They're probably more comfortable than us because they don't got... Publix always hiring them. That's why. That's all I'm saying.
So what it is is that... If you're saying you'd rather have a special needs kid for the rest of your life than have a kid that got sick and died early.
Yes. At least you can still live a prosperous life being with special needs. There's people with Down syndrome that's getting married and having kids. Like, you can still live a life.
That's what we need, right? That's what the world needs. More Down syndrome kids, right? Is what you're saying?
No, that doesn't mean that kid's going to have Down syndrome. Doesn't mean because two Down syndrome people have a kid that the kid's going to automatically have Down syndrome. Just like if two midgets have a kid, doesn't mean the kid's going to be a midget.
When you saw two midgets give birth to a big full size baby, French Reggie.
How the baby gonna be?
This is why. Huh?
How is the baby a full size baby gonna be in a midget pussy?
Go ahead, be honest.
I was just saying, how can a full size baby fit inside a midget pussy?
Hey, it's gonna be a little baby.
Let French Reggie explain it.
You know,
with this crazy shit.
Oh my goodness! Let me pull up the stats.
This nigga googling it. Hey, French Reggie, you say your common sense ain't always fucking common, nigga.
Good one, Smooth.
And you made me make my fucking tongue. I was gonna say something else, but nigga, I forgot the shit. Now this nigga say some crazy shit.
So Smooth, you
I
say
think
you
what happened is he saw that show where the dude was he had like a full size dude and he was a midget wife and they had a normal size baby. And
he
so,
was a midget wife.
Well, no, I think he was the full size dude. I think the chick was the midget. I don't know who it was, but it was a mismatch. You know what I mean? It wasn't a double up on a midget, man. That doesn't even make any sense. That's like saying two pit bulls are going to have a poodle. Come on, nigga, stop.
It's a possibility, nigga.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible, bro.
He might have a poodle strain in there somewhere.
Yo, check this out. If both parents have dwarfism, there is a 25% chance their child would inherit the non-dwarfism gene. That's it.
You're saying dwarfism. Dwarfs are different than midgets, bro. Know your facts. Dwarfs ain't midgets.
Okay, let me check midgets.
Dwarfs are almost damn near people.
They all are people. They're
four,
all
yeah, all you're all right, because dwarf is 4'10 and shorter.
This nigga's about to die. Ugh, look at that face.
That nigga lungs.
Yeah, that nigga face.
Hey, French Reggie just put out a disclaimer. it's okay if his kids come out looking fucked up. First, I hope they don't. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everything is stacking up against you, dog.
I'm just saying, chronic disease that can kill my child, or society's going to look at him funny because he takes a long time to say hi. I don't know. I'm going to just take the second option.
Right.
Fritz Reggie, okay, man, that's you, bro. And ain't no one gonna tell you. If you want to have a special needs kid for the rest of their life, what I think is, I know you've never been around, ever, not have to raise a special needs kid. That's an ongoing, all day thing, bro. You don't want that,
of course.
Yeah, all day for the rest of your life, and you saying I want to prolong it. I love it so much. I want, but 25, 30 years of this
kid. I don't want to see the kid, what, live in this world age 9, 10 because of a chronic disease, he dies or she dies, and have to suffer all 10 years. Because the special needs kids only realize they're special need when we make fun of them. They think they're normal. Really? Until we start, I'm not talking about a kid that needs me to help him wipe his ass. I'm talking about a kid that just slow. I'm not talking about the ones that like we always need to babysit. I'm talking about the ones that can work at Publix.
Nigga, those are not special needs. You cannot pick your high level special needs, nigga. You cannot do that. You can't pick high level special needs and go, oh, I'm talking about quirky. No. No, we're not talking about that, bro. We're talking about special needs, helping them in the shower, helping them out, massaging their little arms and all of that, bro.
And I may be wrong, but I thought something like special needs, you get it through the DNA process, through like birth. You can't just not have it and out of nowhere you get retarded.
Okay, so check this out. So I know someone whose child was fine until their fourth year immunization turned autistic.
So after one. So after, when they turned four, they just couldn't
stop talking. They stopped. No, stop. Yep. Stop talking. Didn't progress as much anymore. All of that.
So they took a vaccine at age four, and it caused
that's this. Well, it could have been a coincidence, but that's what caused it. I don't know, bro. Tell you the truth. But again, I don't have to. You want to? You could take chances, right? If someone believes something, right, you could tell them that you think something or you think something else. But just like Smooth said, it doesn't there was shit before vaccines,
of course, but also too, we act like back then motherfuckers wasn't dying left and right. We thought like the mortality rate is as low as it is now than it was back then. It wasn't. It's because when we started doing an improvement in medicine, not just vaccines, but anything from an aspirin all the way to, you know what I'm saying, to what we do now with surgery and stuff. That's all I'm saying. Like, let's not act like we haven't advanced our lifespan through medication and all those things. That's all I'm
saying. So this is what you're saying too, right? You're saying, okay, vaccines have been going on because, listen, I've been vaccinated. I vaccinated my daughter. I was in the medical field. I gave her the shots. You know what I mean? Okay. I vaccinated her. I stuck her with it. But to say that, are you sure that the vaccines that they were giving out 20 years ago are the same vaccines they're shooting people up with today, Reggie?
Obviously, it's not.
I mean, because times are different. The medication is still for the same, right? The measles, mumps, rubella, right? The MMRs, the fucking, you know, the other ones, all of that shit, right? It's the same shots. We're protecting the same diseases, right, Reggie?
Yeah, but at the same time, we could have got a stronger vaccine or things like that, too.
Oh, wait. So yeah, it sounds like you're saying that not all vaccines are necessarily the same. So it could be different.
Yeah,
not all. Beyonce said this shit about the weed. You know what I mean? But so if the vaccines are different now, how are you vouching for them? When's the last time you've been vaccinated?
It's been a long time. Last time I got vaccinated was probably like middle school.
So maybe they've changed since then. So what you know when you got vaccinated maybe ain't the same right now.
Well, there aren't any new reasons for a vaccine yet.
Exactly. So you think
you go get a TB shot now?
Who?
Well, you, nigga. The nigga that tests positive.
I got it when I was born.
So why do you still test positive?
I don't need it. Because it stays in your body. The TB vaccine is literally giving you TB. A small doses of it.
So you still.
That's why when I take the test, my wherever they shot you at, it swells up.
Swells.
And then you have to let them know you took. And you have to let them know you take the vaccine, and 2 days after that, it goes away. Yeah.
This makes total sense now. Why this nigga can't fucking hold a note longer than 5 seconds? This nigga had TB when he was little.
He still got it.
It makes total sense.
When that nigga goes to the airport, he glows.
Born in a third world country.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's so what they told you.
So look, what I want to talk about, man, is with all this going on, are the God people about to see what the world really is?
What you mean? You talking about those locusts over in Arabia?
No, I mean like
the swarm of locusts.
I mean like everybody who's religious.
Some of the GOD.
The GOD people. Because you know, God people, or especially Christians, feel like humans were granted domain over the earth and the animals and everything.
Yeah.
They were here to serve our needs because we're the most special in God's eyes or whatever. I think that very, very soon motherfuckers are gonna start to understand that there is a person somewhere who is responsible for every piece of happiness that you have. It ain't got shit to do with God. Because when the trash man stops coming, God is not going to save you from your trash is going to build up. That's a nigga that comes with a truck to pick up your trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all the these God things.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But the God people are saying God predicted this. They're showing biblical scriptures that said things about like the wildfire that happened in Australia this year. Now, obviously, Corona. All the droughts. So the God people are saying,
you're not telling Beyonce nothing any new. He knows that the God people are fortified right now talking about told you, repent.
Well, okay, so look, no, here's the thing. So if the God people are saying repent and whatever, who's protecting them? They seem like they're in the same shit we're in. They're quarantined at their house too.
When he sent the floods, those weren't all bad people, right? I mean, everybody didn't get on the boat, right? There's some people that didn't make it on the boat, right? It wasn't just Noah and his family. Everybody else wasn't fucked. There were some good people that got flooded away. It's just part of how it works, B.
Nah, man, come on. God people are going to about.
What are you talking about?
God people about to learn really quickly that you need a nigga to be at Comcast for your internet to stay working. I hear what you're saying, but let internet be down for 3 days. Can you imagine 3 days without internet? Bruh.
It'll get bad. They have a commercial about that where them fools like 24 hours. They're like killing each other in the house.
Right. And that ain't God. That's a person. Yeah.
But yeah, who put that person there? Be honest, we could do this all day.
No, we can't.
For every person, I'm going to just say God created that person. So what are you talking about?
So it's like you thinking
the Jetta. Think of the Jetta. The Jetta's just a car. Volkswagen makes a car.
I don't know what Volkswagen makes.
So do you think our society, especially American society, is truly ready for apocalypse, like true martial law shutdown?
Say that word again without messing
apocalypse.
It up.
Apocalypse.
Are we ready for an apocalypse? Do you know what an apocalypse is? What the definition of it is?
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's like the world's over, aliens taking over, crazy shit goes down. We can't control it.
How could you be ready for that, French Reggie?
I'm just saying. Okay, martial law. Can we at least do martial law? You think, are we ready for, hey, we have to stay outside the worst place? The furthest we can go is our mailbox.
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck I'm going to stay inside my house for the next 14 days. You talking about some apocalypse. I have no idea. I'm trying not to go crazy for the idea that I can't go anywhere for now for 14 days. Luckily, we got groceries and shit. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
You got groceries for like the 14 days, though?
I think so.
It's just y'all.
I asked you, and I don't know if you ever replied. So you're doing the full quarantine.
What the fuck? How can you do a quarantine, nigga?
No. Because, see, you were only told to stay away from work.
Right.
They didn't tell you to stay in the house. They just said, don't come here.
Well, they told my wife she has to stay in the house. So if I break, then she breaks.
Yeah, I guess that part of it. Yeah, I can see that. That's why I was wondering, because, again, your work instituted the quarantine in essence, but it wasn't really a quarantine for you, as a quarantine for them.
And see, that's what I told her. But then she FaceTimed me and I was at Walgreens. She's like, what the fuck are you doing out of the house? I'm like, going to Walgreens. I had to get some eye drops. I don't know, man. I don't. In order for this to be effective, people have to stay their ass at home. They're not going to be able to just stay out of work. They got to stay away from home. They got to stay in home, in the house.
And they're not doing it, right? So, and it's funny because
that's why they have to do martial law.
A-Love was, you know, she was watching the news, right? In the news, if you watch the news long enough, you will think it's the end of the world. I don't care what channel it is, any of that. What they're putting on the news right now, like, I'm telling you, seriously, I got people from California. Y'all all right out there? Y'all all right out there? I'm like, what the fuck's happening out here that y'all see that I don't see? You know what I mean? Because I figure this is everywhere, right? And I heard Washington's worse than us. What do you guys think is happening in Atlanta?
Yeah, I heard San Francisco is in a shutdown. It's a real shutdown.
Like, well, do you have to. You have to, because I'm telling you, I've been out today. You know, I went out and got me some more of these. And
what's that?
Those are shotgun shells for the people that couldn't see that. And there's people out, right? And the thing about it is, if you don't make these motherfuckers stop, then they're not going to stop. For sure, you getting home invaded, nigga?
Yeah, you look like someone's going to have it.
Jack gave me an idea. I didn't even think about that part.
What they're saying, J-Mac, in the store. They're actually about to start putting a limit on shit that you could buy in the grocery stores, because what's happening is people are going out there buying all the shit up. And so you stay tuned and you'll start seeing that shit.
But they already did that. That dude in Tennessee that was hoarding all that shit, they made him give all that shit back. But anyways, as far as the people that are out there, they're not. There's people just acting like they're normal do shit. You know what I mean? And it's not like they're just going to the grocery store to get necessities. You know, they're at fucking Sports Authority. Now, I guess guns are accessories. I mean, necessities too in a time like this. But people are out.
Dick's does sell guns.
Yes. Let's talk about that for a second.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
They do. I got a gun.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I just got a shotgun from Dick's yesterday. So look, here, let's talk about that for a second. Because I know Jamie Mack and myself have both decided to arm up like motherfucking Fort whatever. We got Fort Mac. Look, there's a Fort Mac here in Georgia. You're Fort Mac. Yeah, I got a problem too, man, because I went and got more shotgun shells yesterday. So I went to Venture Outdoors, where I'm not lying to you guys. You could spend 6 hours in lines at Adventure Outdoors yesterday. One of Kit's coworkers did that, but I was there yesterday, and the line was ridiculous. There's a line to get to the gun. So the way Adventure Outdoors works is, around the back of the store, it's a bunch of gun cases, and there are used guns there and new guns against the wall or whatever, right? So you have to wait in line to even get to that gun case to ask the guy, can you see the gun? He'll let you hold it and see if it's the right fit for you, whatever. Once you do that, then they go through all the proper, get your ID and make sure that you don't have any convictions. You have to fill out that form or whatever. You take that gun, or you don't get to take the gun. They have a guy come get it, and you walk up to the front where they put you in another line. This line is where people have to go through background checks and then purchase the gun. So basically, if you're in a line of 20 people and everybody has to get a background check because they don't have concealed carry permits, then that means you're looking at about 30 minutes per person. So you could literally stay at that place for 6 hours to buy a gun. And people were doing
it. Quick question. So if you don't have if you don't have the license, you can just go in there and still buy the gun?
Yeah.
If you have a license to carry.
I bought a gun and took it home.
They just do a background.
So it's just, your record is clear, you can just get a gun?
Yes. As long as you don't have convictions, as long as you don't have mental illness on your record or anything like that, or not even if you don't have it, as long as they don't find it. Because they're just going to do a normal single scope background check. And in that background check, if they find that you don't have any of that stuff, then you get to walk out of there that day. I walked out of there that day with a gun.
But they don't give you the permission to carry it outside just to keep it in your house.
No, Georgia law says you can carry it outside in your car. It can be in your car as long as it's unloaded. It can't, you can't have your clip inside the gun.
Oh, okay. Because I know my dad, he has the actual little license, so I know he can carry it everywhere.
Right, that's the carry on himself. That means he can put it on himself and conceal it.
Yeah,
and walk around places.
Well, those are two different licenses.
I thought I needed that to buy a gun.
No, you don't need that. So there's an open carry license and a concealed license. Those are different licenses. Okay. But conceal is the highest level, because then you can just put it inside your clothes and nobody even knows you got it. Open carry is where you have to wear it on your hip or on your shoulder holster or whatever. And then, but just as a Georgian, you have the right to take your gun in your car with you as long as it's not loaded. I'm not sure if it has to be in a case or not, but you can definitely have it in the car with you. Just the fact that you purchased it and you can prove that it's yours, you can carry it with you.
I'm gonna go to Dick's.
Yeah, I went to Dick's. I went to Dick's and got a shotgun yesterday. Fuck you.
Which one did you get? Which, because I know you showed me. Did you get any of the ones that you showed me?
No, I ended up getting the old school, like, motherfucking Boss Hog. It's all black, and it's all black and new, like modern. But it's like the regular shotgun. Like, it's no tactical, no pistol grip. It's just like the regular jank.
what's the kickback? Did it let you test it before you bought it?
Yeah, that motherfucker got kicked to it. But that also depends on your shells that you use too. So the ammo that you use can determine how much kick you get or don't get also.
Oh, so you guys just bought shells. You guys didn't buy actual real bullets to like kill a motherfucker.
I got slugs too, and shell will kill you, nigga. Okay, so they're different. They're different shells, what are you friend saying?
Reggie. Because there's
you get your side of the table.
No, because I know with shotguns, like there's ones you can buy that when you're just shooting, it's not really meant to kill the person. It's just to scare them away.
French Reggie, there's no such thing as a fucking real shell that you're going to scare a nigga with unless you fire it in the air. If you fire a bird shot at a nigga, it's going to fuck them up.
Be honest, he talking about a blank on the chest. Oh, he's thinking y'all talking about blank.
No, because I remember when I was talking to some guy about shotguns, he had told me that the thing about shotguns is you put three different types of, I don't know if it was three different types of bullets or, but like the way you use a shotgun is you shoot one in the air. If somebody's like, he was telling me like a scenario, like somebody's breaking into your house, you shoot one in the air to let a nigga know you got it. And then it's like, but he was saying like something like the third bullet will be the one that could kill a nigga. Some shit
okay,
like that. But
so
maybe,
let me explain.
Maybe
let me,
I got the information wrong. Because that's what he was trying to
explain. I'm blaming on this nigga OGs.
No, that's, he's not wrong, but he just has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. So in certain states, there's a law that you have to put first either a bird or buckshot in the and then you can put a slug. So if you do the birdshot or buckshot, 1, 2, 3 is a slug. So that slug is like a regular fucking bullet. It'll put a big ass hole in you.
Yeah.
But listen to what I'm telling
That's
you.
What I was...
If you are within 20 to 30 feet, if I hit you with a fucking buckshot, you're gone too. It just won't.
Oh, I thought you just get wounded. I didn't know you died.
No, nigga.
And I'll be damned if I put one in the air. I ain't finna fuck my ceiling up because of you, nigga. You shouldn't have come here.
Oh, he said one in the air?
Nigga, I already got to fix the wall behind where your ass got lit up at.
I mean, that's what he was telling me. He was like, that's what he said. He said, you shoot one in the air, let niggas know they still ain't trying. Yeah, that's what he was telling me.
Reggie, don't listen to that dude ever no more. Not about that shit. Because you don't ever, if you pull out your shit, it's not for one in the air.
Nah.
That's silly.
If you don't hear that clock, clock, check, chock, if that ain't enough for your ass, then nigga, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
When I rack my shit, check, check. If you don't, you want to keep coming? Come on. Man, hey, and then I messed around and I got the, you know, accessories and shit.
Nah, you
I
did too much.
LED light on my shit.
You did
yeah,
too
I'm,
much.
I'm not done
cost?
Yet.
I'm gonna, like what? Like 150?
You can get about two between 2 and 250, you can have a really nice shotgun.
Yeah.
And if you go used, you can pay about $350, $400 for a used pistol, too.
Let me ask you this, too, because I was wondering, right? Because, you know, it's always what they say. One of the favorite cliches of Jay Smooth is follow the money, right? If this is something, right,
it's
who's benefiting from it? But, okay, well, who's benefiting from it? Where the money going?
Okay, so this is what I believe. And I'm just guessing. I'm not saying this is the reality, the truth, or anything. You said where the money's going. I think the money's going to change.
Something like that.
I think there's going to be strong changes economically after we recover from this. I think this a lot of things that we're doing, like work. I think like the things that we were noticing with like working from home. I think a lot of jobs are going to see that. Oh, we can cut down on costs on a lot of different things, especially like small companies. Like I was driving by today because I did the defensive driver's test to get my insurance a little bit lower since I turned 25, and I went into my insurance agent's office, and I'm like, they don't need all of this. They don't need all this space just for an insurance office. So I think like little things like that about to start slowing down. They're about to make them work inside. Little small things like that about to change. That's just a small example. Go ahead, Jamie Mac.
So, this nigga just said they put out a coronavirus so they could get less real estate so they could make offices smaller.
I don't think they can send
people home.
No, I think that's what I'm saying. Like I think like universities, like colleges, all those things are about to start pushing more online. A lot of things are not going to be needed. A lot of like
that's what Corona. You listening to this, B?
I hear him.
I'm saying Corona is the start of that. So it's going to change. It's going to be, I think, a lot of things are going to change economically after that.
No shit. But you think it's like, hey, here's what I know, Jimmy Mac. You asked a question. I tell you who's going to make a lot of money. These motherfucking trading firms, because they still getting their goddamn commission, and my fucking retirement is getting ate the fuck up.
Excuse me.
This is going to go back up.
You're not up on that. They don't do commissions no more. They stopped that shit about 6 months ago.
Oh, really?
So how they make that money?
Yeah.
So how do they make that money?
Go figure out. There's other ways, like there's margin, there's interest. You know, there's other stuff that they do, options, okay. Contracts. So it's like a fixed pay. Before when you used to, you know, trade and it was like commissions was something. What was it? Who started that? Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab stopped it, and then everybody else had to follow suit.
Okay.
No okay, commissions.
Well,
Why does Primerica still take commissions then, Mac?
Because it's direct to consumer.
Primerica still taking commissions.
Because they work directly with the client. But check this out, Jamie Mac. You did ask the question, who's going to benefit? It seems like the airline company is about to benefit. They just asked for $50 billion as a bailout.
$50 billion? Yo, I knew this bailout show was about to happen. I talked to Kid about this today. I'm waiting to see what the fucking bailout is, because all these companies that are paying, for instance,
$50 billion.
Kid is on 2 weeks paid quarantine. So they're having to pay her even though she doesn't go in the office. So she can't work from home. So these companies are about to start asking for bailouts. I know they are, because they're having to pay their employees who are stuck at home.
Yep.
That sucks for us.
They sure are.
It's not even just going to be the airlines. It's going to be like the banks, everybody.
Well, any people that can't work from home, right? The company that can't function, you know, whether it's construction, right? There's a lot of industries that don't, you can't work from home, man. It's just not an option. You know what I mean? You can't fucking sit in your house and do your job. Right. So those people are the ones that are going to be affected. I said this a while back. This is about to be some social gentrification, right? Like, I mean, like, it's almost like the 2008 again, right? Where when the shit gets real low and everything gets cheap, and then you buy that shit as far as the stocks and the companies. And I remember Ford was fucking under $10. I mean, all that shit was super cheap back in 08. If you had the money, if you wasn't in those stocks, right, and you didn't lose it all, you could have invested and then came up. I think the same thing is about to happen now. I mean, they're stopping, you know, they're stopping the market. In the last 2 weeks, there's been, last week, there's been like at least once a day where they just pause the market because the shit's dropping so fast, they can't continue to let that shit go down.
Hey, damn.
So when they do that, does that mean?
Ahead, yeah, you stuck.
Yeah, when they do that, does that mean you cannot even invest? Like,
I didn't know that was possible.
That's possible? So you can just stop it?
So,
like that?
French Reggie, if McDonald's is closed, can you get a cheeseburger?
That's what I was just about to say. If the store is closed, nigga, can you still go in it?
Yeah, but I didn't know during office hours they could just stop it. That's what I'm saying. I understand they're closed, but like, I didn't know like noon Eastern time, if I wanted to go to my E-Trade or my stuff, I can't invest. That's what I'm saying.
Nigga, it's closed.
If the market is not on, how can you invest?
Yeah, I didn't know they could just close it whenever they want before closing time. That's what I'm saying. I know you could crash, but I didn't know they could just be like, oh, let's not let people do anything because we don't want it to crash. I didn't know they could do that. That's what I'm saying.
French Reggie, you need to stop while you're here because you actually really making yourself look bad.
Why? It's okay if you don't know things.
Hey, man, that's a good one. But you know, hey, looking at it, what's happening around the world now, just in the United States, it's going to just change the way business is being ran nowadays.
Because they're going to be smaller businesses.
That's exactly what I just said, Smooth.
I just thought that was something French Reggie said, but...
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. It's going to be an economical fact. That's exactly what I said. It's about to change how things operate.
Yeah, that right there. That right there. Yeah, Frank. This is crazy, man.
I don't
man.
Know. You think so? Okay, if it does, this is how I hope it changes how people operate, right?
It's the first step. It's not going to happen, like, instantly.
You can say how many, say first step one more time.
First step.
Okay. Because you said it like five times, man. I get it. So I was going to say, French Reggie, I don't want you to be too defensive. I'm just saying that how I hope it changes It has nothing to do with what you were saying, Fritz Reggie, so you don't have to cut me off, is that people are less nasty than they used to be, right? Like, so when I was at work, the last time I was at work, people were in the sink for at least 10 seconds, everybody washing them hands. I used to know motherfuckers. I used to see people walk out without touching the water. Now they in there humming songs, you know, ABCs and shit, trying to make sure that they in there for at least 20 seconds. Happy birthday, whatever the fuck they was humming. Ain't that the same tune?
No.
ABCD, happy. Nah.
No, what was that, Fritz Reggie?
I had to sing it to see if it was
sing the same. Sing it again. Sing ABC again.
Huh?
Sing the ABC song again.
Don't do it for day.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Okay, now sing happy birthday.
I was about to sing the Stevie Wonder version.
No.
What's the Stevie Wonder?
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
All right, listen, so, yeah. No.
All right. So, listen, hold on. I gotta listen to know why we're acting like little kids, okay? Because in this video app that we have, you can put the GIFs in or whatever. So every time Fritz Reggie says something stupid, all the other three of us are putting in these GIFs for what he's saying. So we're killing ourselves, really. That's why we're laughing about shit that's not funny. We're like little 10-year-olds.
It is funny. And we are like
how do y'all even do that?
We're not going to tell you. Get off your mobile.
On the computer.
But I can tell you right now, people are being more, you know, the handshake is dead for me. I don't think I'll ever shake another hand. Because again, even after this goes away, that's how they're going to get you again, right? Because you're nasty, motherfucker. You don't clean yourself. Like, what was it? Be honest, you could probably help me out about this. Like, before doctors used to wash their hands, I mean, they didn't think that was a something that needed to be done, right? You didn't have to scrub. You didn't have to do that shit. And you know what? People died, right? Yeah, because of the fucking germs that you were passing on to fucking people. Same thing, man. We know better now. We got to do better. We know that this shit is easily transmittable by fucking us being nasty motherfuckers.
Right.
Let's stop. Let's just stop. Let's not pick our nose and shake hands or wipe that shit on the fucking wherever you were just at. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. That's what I hope. If there's a change, that's what I hope the change is that we stop being as nasty motherfuckers as we have been.
But you don't think it's going to start like that? Like what you said, people are not going to shake hands and wash their hands for like the first year, and then year two, niggas are gonna go back to their regular ways.
I think niggas always go back to, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas forget.
Nah, it's just that it's not in your sphere. You think it won't happen to you again. As humans, I think we feel a level of invincibility until fucking our mortality is right in front of us. And then we have to face it, and it's like, oh.
What was that, Smooth?
Sorry, listeners.
What the fuck was that?
a quad. This dude, look, but he's with it, right? Jay Smooth posted a gif of a midget in the passenger seat with no. Well, he had half arms.
He was amputee.
And half legs.
He wasn't a midget.
So I don't know if he. Oh wait a minute. I don't know if he's a midget.
No, he looks like a grown man. He just has no legs.
He was dancing his ass off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was stirring it up. He was whipping it.
Oh man.
With no hands.
So I don't know, guys. I don't.
I told you about my dream, right?
No. Tell us about your dream.
No.
I didn't tell you about the dream I had.
No, you
I had a dream
in Slack.
I had a dream I had got home invaded last night, and I had to smoke that nigga with the tactical, and like the door was pounding, and you know someone was trying to break in, and I just you know get to the chopper. And that's all I screamed. Get to the chopper.
Was the this invader nigga posted a black guy or white guy?
French Reggie, we're not doing this. We're not doing this, French Reggie. I don't dream in color, French Reggie. I don't dream in color, French Reggie. The door was white. I remember that. The flames were white. That came out the shotgun. This motherfucker said he was a white guy, French Reggie.
Oh, okay.
Is that you don't even believe that, huh?
I was going to think you was going to say he had a face mask. You couldn't even see the race. I thought that was going to be your answer.
He was a nigga, if we're going to be honest.
So when you woke up, did you like, was it like a wet dream? Did you feel like you had netted?
It felt good, though. You know, it wasn't one of those, you know, it wasn't like a nightmare where you wake up all out of breath and, you know, like, holy shit, you know what I mean? I almost died. Not once did I think I was going to die.
Hold up. Has anybody ever woken up out of breath from a dream? I haven't. Have you really done that?
Yeah.
Maybe if it would have...
Maybe if a what?
He had to swallow. What happened, French Reggie's?
I was thinking maybe... Like, he said from a nightmare, so if you have a nightmare, I can see that happening.
Because Lugo, what's his name? Lugau?
Lugau, yeah.
you got it backwards.
He was right there.
But if you've never had a panic dream where you've woken up like, you know, heart racing.
No, but I have had a dream about my wife that I didn't like, and I woke up pissed off and called her like, yo, I'm pissed at you. Like, I've done that before.
What, you dreamed that she cheated on you or something?
Nah, I can't. It was some other shit, but it was like she was being cruel. And I was like, you know, I felt the cruelty even when I woke up. I couldn't let it go. I could not be mad at her.
Nah, yeah, I've had that where the dream makes you feel some kind of way in your reality and you have to go, wait a minute, that was just a dream.
But I've never had sleep paralysis.
That wasn't really. You know, I don't know if I was a paralysis, but I woke up heart racing like, oh shit. French, you never died in a dream?
French Reggie, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
All the time. I used to have them all the time, especially when I was younger.
You was having the dreams about when you were kidnapped, or was it the one where somebody was being turned into a goat?
No, it was sleep paralysis. When you're thinking like a spirit is taking over your body, but it's just your brain is like half sleep, half awake.
Lugau will not let you get up from the bed.
What is that? What sleep paralysis is?
Sleep paralysis is where you're late. You can't move your body, but you're awake.
But yeah, and then you
just
feel like
the spirit is taking over you.
Some people,
it feels like that.
Some people, I don't know what the fuck French Reggie is talking about. Some people who have sleep paralysis can see something, a dark figure or something along those lines in the room with them. So they assume that it's a demonic thing or something like that. I've never heard anybody say they feel like they were possessed.
I didn't see shit. It just felt like somebody was taking control over my body. That's what I'm saying. Because you can't control your body.
But you can't move. Like,
what do they do?
No control, so. Huh?
That sounds stupid, French Reggie. If you can't move, how are they controlling your body if you're not moving?
But when you want to move and you can't move. Like when you're in it, like you feel like you want to kick your leg. You want to see what the hell's going on. And you just can't. Your leg is just staying still.
But you said
you just feel like somebody's controlling your body.
But if somebody's controlling your body, then they would control it to do something, not control it not to do something. That's just weird. They're just holding you down.
Right, feels like
that's you're like Harvey Weinstein.
Control. That's what I'm saying. You're not in control.
Well, Harvey Weinstein, he kind of held him down and was in control. You know
Harvey
what I mean?
Weinstein is the most epic sleep paralysis person that there is. Sex paralysis.
Yo, I heard he got 23 years.
He's dead, man. He's gonna die there. So, all the people who say white people don't get the same kind of jail time, this nigga got it. He got that real. He got that real ride.
And he, you know, ain't he Jewish too? So that didn't help him at all.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Jewish, have you seen that new Marc Maron stand up?
I haven't seen it yet. I saw that it's on Netflix though.
It's pretty funny. And one of the things that he said in there was like French Reggie was doing early on. He's like, as you grow older, you realize the things that you actually know ain't a lot. Yeah. It might be like 5 or 7 things that you really know, like that no. And he's like, if you put a list of all the shit that you know for certain, and then you put across another column of how you know that shit, most of that shit is because someone told you.
Yeah, but like, I mean,
because you heard it.
I know a lot of shit, and I know a lot of shit because I'm that nigga.
Yeah, listen, he probably wasn't talking about you. I know that. Marc Maron, I actually texted him when he said it because I tweeted him. I was like, hey, you ain't talking about that, being honest. You didn't get that tweet?
Nah, I didn't get it.
I subtweeted both of y'all. I was like, listen, you ain't talking about this nigga right here.
Right.
But that's the real shit. Most of the shit that we know because someone told us.
Yeah.
And see, and I knew that instinctively as a child. That's why I got into so much shit, because I knew I had to experience it. I knew it. There was no way I couldn't. I had to know it. And that's why I had so many careers, to be honest. So don't hate.
I'm not hating, man. You can have as many careers as you want to have.
No. I noticed that you hate on people with a lot of careers, man. There's something in there.
Who besides you?
Yeah, I just heard it, man. I heard you do it. Who else did you? You was hating on some girl last week. Yeah, somebody last week.
When I said I was about to scout.
Yeah, see?
I didn't hate on that. I hope you do get that job. I'm just saying, what are your qualifications?
I want that job.
All you do is know what little Chinese kids can do on the court. That doesn't qualify you to know what niggas can do on the court. That's two different fucking worlds, man. And your degree is so nondescript. It's like, we don't even know if you know what you say you know, because there's not any basis for what you know. Like, what'd you learn? Oh, everything. We learned how to do everything. Go ahead.
But I got a solution.
My degree,
I got a solution.
Patience. You know,
I got a solution.
I have concentration, I know two specific things. Like, I have concentration.
Reggie, don't even worry about this. We can solve this shit right now. After the quarantine, stretch this nigga out.
Hell no. He will never put his chest in the backside of my calf and thigh, nigga. That is not going to happen. Unless I get court ordered by a doctor and I just happen to go to the clinic where French Reggie works, that shit is not going to happen, man. I'm like, can I get somebody else? Is there anybody else in this bitch?
No. Come on, just let him give you just 120. How long is it? How long is your normal routine, Reggie? How long is your stretching routine?
10 to 15.
Yeah, just let them give you a quick, 10, 15 minute.
Nah, man. You first. You first, nigga.
Nah, listen. Nah, I believe him. I believe Fred Reggie, he with it.
All I'm saying,
Fred Reggie's about that life, man.
Most college people get out of college and still don't know shit about their job, and they only had one concentration. This nigga is having two concentrations, so he's even more diluted. This nigga. So, what are your two? What concentrations did you have, friends, Reggie? What was this? Sports therapy,
health and wellness, which is what allows me to do the stretching and the stuff like that, and then sports coaching and development, which will allow me to scout because I focus on development. So yeah.
So okay. That's so exactly tell me one of the key things about development that you learned in college that it's going to help you in your new job.
About sports development?
Yeah, tell me one thing that we...
Or just development.
No, sports... Tell me one thing about... Tell me, nigga. Why you acting confused? I mean, it's your field.
Because the thing is, it depends. Because you can develop on a specific skill or you can develop in your overall skill. But the key is repetition. The key is simply repetition.
The key to what?
For development. For development is repetition.
So you're... Okay, so the key to development is repetition. I asked you, give me one skill you learned from your training that you can take with you to your new career. You're going out to scout somebody and you say, what are your repetitions like? That's how you do it?
No. Scouting, you actually watching the player and you're taking data and then you're giving it to the whoever's interested in that player. And then that team that's interested or that school can go further on and evaluate that player more.
So as a
what
scout,
I'll be doing is pretty much... Huh?
So as a scout, you just take notes? Is that what you're saying? You got trained how to take notes? And then give those notes to somebody else?
Follow a player. Yeah. You just follow
a
player.
I'm asking you, what qualifies you to pick a great player out of a group of players? And you say you take data? What qualifies you with just your eyes? If it was just you had no computer, no notepad, what qualifies you from your training to go into a school? What the fuck, Jamie Mac? What qualifies you to go into a game? This shit's ridiculous.
What qualifies me is because everywhere I've touched, everywhere I've everybody excelled. Everywhere I've been.
No, it's not little Chinese niggas dunking. I'm sorry. There are no Chinese motherfuckers.
Even before I graduated, where I met Jay Smooth at, first year, what did I do, Jay Smooth? That's what I'm saying. Everywhere I go, people get better. That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about, man?
My employees just tell my future employees that. That's really what it is. Everywhere I go, people improve.
That's not quantifiable. Everywhere I go, people get better.
And then I work with the people that make
check my rap sheet, is what he's telling you.
What is Smooth better at?
And
what is Smooth better at since you've been here?
What is he better at?
Yeah, you say everywhere you go, people get better. What is Smooth better at?
I'm not improving Smooth's skill set in podcasting, so it's up to him.
Can you make him a better basketball player?
Smooth?
Yeah, right, nigga, now? Smooth. We're talking about Smooth. What can you do to make Smooth better?
Yeah, I can make him a better player.
Where would you start? Knowing what you know about Smooth.
get in shape.
That's an easy one. You don't need a degree for that, nigga.
I could have done that.
I could have diagnosed that shit. You're too fat, dude. Let's get some pounds off of you and get your heart stronger.
Yeah. Fred,
this is right here.
We need to see how them little players are doing over there in China. The shit that you just showed them.
I guarantee
I'm sure they're probably getting their hands beat.
Not one of them can beat an American. I guarantee it.
Some of them
can. Because they look the Haitian way. He teaches them Haitian.
I think French Reg is actually getting offended. Some of them can. He seems like he's like really serious right now.
Yeah, well, you're shitting on his career, man.
I'm just kidding. French Reggie, I would recommend you.
Yeah.
I would recommend you, man. You seem like except for the fact that you lost to Mac. Are you going to include that in your resume?
That'll help you. That the fact that you even came close. I mean, you should put that.
Are you saying you came close score. Now? I thought it was a blowout.
No, I was winning the whole time.
he started off winning. I don't know how he wins the whole time and loses, but
yeah, that's physically impossible to be winning the whole time and then lose.
Yeah, I just lost at the end. You came back at the end.
No,
I just lost at the end. Wow.
Yeah. I think he got to like 9 and then I had to turn on the juice. But anyways.
Look, man, so we've done an hour right now. I think that we're going to just give him an hour for this show. Listeners, we're still trying to figure out how this is going to work in quarantine, how this is going to work in a remote location. As you see, it's difficult because we keep talking over each other and this gift shit is getting completely out of hand. We're now doing gifts more than we're on camera. And that's why we're just giggling and shit. And it's even funnier that French Reggie can't do it. So it's like he wants to, but he can't do it.
It's hilarious. He's not part of the cool crew. But, and we're all doing it to him.
Right.
We only do it when he talks.
Like we were talking about stretching. Y'all couldn't see it, but they were having cat stretch dogs. They were having massages, a cat massaging another cat. Motherfuckers was having. Jay Smooth kept
doing. Massage a lady.
Jay Smooth kept having. Jay Mack had the
popping on her back.
We got to figure out a way to record this. I think I can record this too. But
isn't this where we could just send people to leak and they could just jump in with us?
Yeah, but who?
But how would that go?
We're not live. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we could do it. We could try. I got to throw something.
But then we can't even say, four of us, we can't even not talk over each other. So I don't know if we add more people, how that would work.
I mean, I can throw a link in Slack real quick and see if anybody wants to come in real quick.
Do it.
All right.
Drop the bitch in.
All right. Y'all talk about something till I get back.
All right, Reggie. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, Reggie. Don't let them distract you off of your career, man. Now, listen, what you stated as far as the reason why. Some things you just gifted. You can't explain why God gave you these gifts, right? You could look at an athlete's ass and say, I bet he could jump. You know what I mean? I like those quads. I bet he's fast. You know what I mean? There's things that people can't do it like French Reggie do it. You know what I mean? There's a gift that God gave you, man, that you can't quantify that shit, man. It's just you know an athlete when you see him.
Yeah, and then the thing about what I do, which what Beyonce was trying to say, like anybody can do it, is that's true, anybody can do it. But the thing is, can you find people that the athletes are willing to work with? So that's the thing, especially with athletes, especially when you're talking about people that think they can make it to the big stage. They only want like to work with specific types of people, you know, people that can understand them, people that will challenge them, people that will like, you know, they can get along with. So
what about people they can understand?
I said that too. Yeah.
No, you said people that. Oh yeah, no, I didn't say you. I'm just asking, man. What the?
Yeah. So, man, that's another thing.
Uh oh, we
that's
got
another thing.
D. Reese from Truth and Hip Show. What's going on, D. Reese?
Man, I'm out here living, baby. Listen, to these dudes talk about this Jay-Z new album because it ain't Jay Electronica. It's Jay-Z's new album.
Yeah, Jay Electronica is on that shit, but I it felt like a Jay album too. Well, Jay-Z, not Jay Electronica.
It felt like Jay-Z been sleeping on for a while, and he's just like, all right, now it's time for me to talk about it, and I'm just going to use you as a pawn to put it out there.
Right. Yeah, so...
My only problem with that album was that Jay-Z started it. It should have been Jay Electronica's voice you should have heard first. That was my only big problem as far as the fact that Jay-Z was in the whole album. It was like, oh, he should have never started it. Jay Electronica should have started it.
So, well, Jay-Z had the first verse on the album. I thought it was like an intro, was like some Martin Luther King stuff or something.
So the intro is like, if it wasn't Martin Luther King, I think it's the Elijah Muhammad, those guys.
Yeah, it was it may have been Farrakhan or somebody. It was somebody though. Somebody
Farrakhan. It was Farrakhan. Yeah. And then the second song, which is technically the first actual song, it was Jay-Z's verse, was the first verse.
Ah, okay. Oh shit, we got Butterfly from the Select too. What's going on, Butterfly?
Okay, we can't hear you when you just be cheesing like that.
She have a teeth in.
We still can't hear you, Butterfly. That's okay though. So look, D Reese.
All right, we know you in the room now.
D Reese, man,
look amazing.
This whole show has been taken over by the corona, man. How are y'all dealing with that corona out there?
How we dealing with it? I'm living like ain't shit going on.
No, talking about people like you, toilet paper.
My only issue is trying to get some toilet paper. Other than that, I went to the store. I bought as many goods as I can. Hold on, let me see if I can show y'all some shit, Rick. Can you flip this camera?
Yeah, you should be able to flip it.
Like a couponer.
That big old house, man, y'all should have a bidet in there.
Huh?
I said that big old house, y'all should have a bidet in there, man.
Nah, we got no bidet. Yeah, I tried.
Reese, what state you in? Damn, bro. Send me some food.
Hold on, let me see.
We can't hear you, Butterfly.
Hey, you must got you get food stamps?
Nah, I don't get no food stamps, man.
He like, man, I work for that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I do work shit, if I still could.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Check this out right here. Y'all ain't gonna believe this here. Check this out. Look what I got throwing at.
Hold up, nigga. Did you just walk into a different kitchen?
Whoa, what is that? God damn.
That's a brisket.
Is that ribs?
This nigga got about 65 pounds of brisket, man. For listeners,
hold up though. Hey. Did you walk out of one kitchen into another kitchen?
Yeah, he just
No. I left and came back.
Okay, I'm about to say I know the housing market is good out there.
Hey, man, I've been trying to tell
you got two kitchens.
I've been trying to tell y'all, man. Montoya's and D Reese, man, they got some fly shit out there. Every time I see a picture, it's some crazy neighborhood shit. So they doing their thing. Oh, we lost him, Butterfly. We can't hear you, Butterfly.
We can see you.
Tell her to put the mic on, just smoke.
You must got one of those old metro PCS headphones. That's what it is. You ain't paid your bill. Okay, I got it. It's all good.
Tell her, wait a minute.
So she can hear us, but we can't hear her. So that means we can say anything to you right now.
Yeah.
Is the microphone at the bottom of the screen working?
Butterfly, damn. You look a little pale.
We can't hear you, Butterfly. I'm sorry. We tried. We wanted to bring you in because we wanted to make sure our listeners got a chance to be on the show today since we have been gone for more than the regular week. But I don't know. It's just not working. So you're welcome to hang out, but we can't hear you.
Hey, I ain't know people still have headphones.
What's Reggie doing right now?
I'm not sure Reggie.
Hey, he's
laying
on the airplane.
Reggie, you got to be single, dog. No sheets on that bed.
What sheets are those?
Who
old ass person is rumoring?
Okay, you got okay. It looks like
you got grandma sheets. You got a grandma comforter.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm in my parents.
You do got a grandma comforter.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
that nigga stole the hotel shit.
But my question is, why did he lay on the bed like that?
Right,
with a piece the camera over him like that. Like there's only one girl in here. I mean, Butterfly came in the room and he got real lax.
With a piece of weed straw in his mouth.
You're so bad.
You gotta be safe out there, Reese. I heard you. You just gonna do your thing, man. But man. This shit is real. You gotta. I didn't believe it at first, but it's too much not to be real.
Hey, let me ask y'all.
Especially now that I got this cough.
did y'all listen to our latest show? It dropped today.
I didn't get a chance to listen yet, but I plan to because I think it's funny. I saw the show notes. It looked funny, man.
And the thing about it is, too, I wanted to tell you, I don't know if it was your wife or her friend, but whoever it was, they couldn't have came on our show because they'd have called her all kind of coons when you was trying to talk about, Charlamagne, what you going to do for black people? And she was like, what you going to do for all people? I was like, oh, look, that's what I'm talking about. But see, black people can't say that. As most black people aren't allowed to say that. You got to say black first and then talk about everybody else later and work it that way. And when she hit it from there, I was like, yeah, that's what's up right there. Oh, you double cupped again?
No, this is a single cup.
Okay.
Yeah, I am fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. I've been doing this shit since earlier. Had the kids in the pool. Y'all can't see it, but, you know, I've been out here living all day.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man, these niggas in Houston are not living regular, man. They out there living.
Hey, man, the housing market is real good out here, man.
Good over there?
What's
that? Like, can 200K give me, like, two condos? 200K.
You know, it's getting a little bad. I would say if you want to live real good, you're going to need to buy 300 to 400,000 for a house.
First, Reggie, if you took $200,000 in Haiti, you could get a compound. You could have like 17 houses.
That's what I'm trying to buy. Like, I don't want to buy the house I'm going to live yet because I'm not even married. But I want to buy something to have under my name. And I was thinking like condos that got rented out on Airbnb and you know, profit off of it. But I was trying to get this for cheap. That way I can buy more.
What I tell people, a lot of young guys that I meet from experience, yeah, don't buy a house when you're single. Buy a house when you and your wife can put both y'all incomes together. That way you can get what you actually want, because if you buy a house, she buy a house, then y'all got to go through the problem of selling that shit, and then it might not be what you wanted. Then you got to, you know, you trying to have people... You dealing with a lower income of folk, and there's always some fuckery that come with that. Like, if I had a $200,000 house, and I'm trying to sell my house to some people that can afford that, it's some bullshit come with that. So if you take your time, and just keep stacking, you know, stay out of DR, wasting that money, and you can get what you want.
I hear you saying, hold on, Reggie. I heard him say that Jay Smoove ain't never gonna own a house.
Right, ever.
But I'm saying, I'm looking at it now, like where I live, where my parents live, this house that I'm in right now. When 10 years ago when we bought it, it was like 130. Now it's like worth over 264, right? Because they bought it when the market crashed, right? Yeah. So they my parents can cash out now. So I'm saying, like, yo, my parents were smart. They bought it when they knew Kennesaw was coming up, where I live. It's an area with a school. So they knew it was going to rise. This was going to continue to grow. And I know there's a couple of areas around Georgia. Like, there's an area called Cartersville that's, like, a little bit further north. They got prices for the low right now. But I know my generation of kids that are getting married, they're starting to move up there. So I know, like, in 10 years, it's going to be popping. So I wanted to, like, buy something to have under my name that way I have some form of security. And then... when it's time for me to, like you said, get married, I can either sell it or I just have another source of income, like rent it out, Airbnb. Like, this house has a basement with a rent, with a kitchen and a bathroom and two bedrooms. So my mom Airbnb's the, it's a 5-bedroom house. My mom Airbnb's the basement. She makes over like $2,000 a profit off of the basement. So imagine if I had like condos or a full house.
But I think what Reese is trying to say is that you sound like you're trying to get into real estate. What he's saying is buying a house to live in and then trying to sell that to buy a better house.
No, not to live in. Yeah. It's just like, I feel like when I get married, like probably 5 to 8 years from now, majority of houses are going to be $500,000. So it's like,
how you know? How you know when you're going to get married?
It's nice how he did that, huh? That's funny.
I'm going by the averages.
I'm 25,
so usually by like 32, 33, most men get married. So that's why I'm going by the averages.
Jay Smoove is a 50 years old nigga, still ain't married. What you mean?
But three other out of the five guys in this chat room, three of them are married.
Okay,
so I'm doing the probability.
Up. I will tell you that.
Yeah, I'm doing the probability. Up. I'm doing the probability. That's what I'm saying. So
look, Reece,
I was thinking. So by the time.
No, go ahead, Reggie. I'm sorry.
Real quick, Reggie. Don't marry a teacher. Fuck that.
Because they're broke.
Not because they broke. Man, we got enough teachers in the black community. We need some new shit.
I couldn't hear you.
We got enough teachers in the black community. Get some new shit.
Some new shit. Hey, look, so Reese, how did you end up marrying up? Was it somebody you saw and was like, oh, I got to get that bank, and you married her for the bag, or was it just y'all happened to fall in love and she just happened to be up?
Well, all right, so what had happened was I was out there playing a field. I had about two or three good prospects on my team. And my brother, who I stopped talking to for about 10 years at the time, I was on the come up, and he introduced me to her. And then we kind of went our separate ways. And then I wind up talking back to my friend from high school, which is my daughter's mom. And then after that, we started seeing each other at church. And then she knew that, you know, the nigga with the donkey dick action, you know, he ain't gonna be out here on these streets for long. So she had to go ahead and scoop me up.
What the fuck?
So what happened, Smooth?
All right.
How come none of these other girls have scooped you up, Smooth? All the shit you be talking.
And to be honest, no pun intended. I honestly believe I'm just a good guy. I'm a good father. I'm okay. A good husband. Okay. I have a lot of traits that a woman would like. And she saw that, and she was just like, hey, you know, I need to, you know, put my claws into this and not let it go.
Does she also like arrogance? Does she also like arrogance?
Dude. yeah, that come with it. I mean, okay. That come with it. I mean, I'm arrogant. I'm cocky. I'm ignorant. I say what's on my mind, and that just what come with it.
All right. That's cool. That's cool.
That's what you find in church. That's why people go to church.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can find pretty all much. Of that in church.
Hey, look here. J-Mac dropping these
what up,
clips once a week. Did you dunk in this league yet or what?
Nah, man. Dunking is over, man. There was a point in the last game, the rebound came. I don't think nobody jumped. This is the second half, and it was man. Look, I told you if you listen to that one, man, we only had five people, man, and 40 minutes of running at five people. Ooh, I ain't built for that no more, nice. Man. I'm telling you, man. Listen, they paused the league. And I thank God, because now I don't have to make an excuse to dudes why I'm not coming, because I wasn't going to show up today. And if today was the game, was the day, I wasn't going.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. I wasn't going. I'm at this point.
Yeah. And that last week, there was a dude, he was on the court coughing. You know what I mean? We was shooting free throws, and he's sitting next to me, and he coughing. I'm like, oh, Lord. Oh,
and now you wonder why you were coughing.
It was a small group, though. What's up?
I actually went back, and I went to y'all first show. In 2014, yeah. I think I listened about 20 to 30 minutes of it. But, I mean, are y'all recording? Am I taking too much of y'all time?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
Yeah, we good.
We are recording right now, but we can...
But y'all on topic? I know y'all have like a strict like topic.
We were just trying to get our listeners a chance to be on the show for tonight, but we're almost done. So why don't you hang on 1 second, and I'm going to hang out with you for a second. We can talk about that. Listeners, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We'll keep bringing the nonsense.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. Y'all take it easy.
Don't go nowhere.
Okay,
so look, listeners, I'm not sure if we're going to get another show this week. If we do, we're going to put it out the same way, and, you know, hope for the best that we'll be able to do this every week. Anything y'all want to add before we get out of here?
Just be safe out there.
Stay safe.
Wash your hands.
Stay safe.
Look there, live your life. Don't be scared out of this bitch. Go out there and run these streets. Be like Jay Smooth. We got to save these motherfuckers, corona or not. Shit.
Wash your hands.
And wash their dick, because if you put Jay Smooth dick in you, you're going to get something. But that was before the virus. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us.
You're going to get a dick.
We'll keep bringing the nonsense, because sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.